following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, good day to you all. This is Shelby Francis McGinnis coming to you today on the St. Patty's Day. A happy Thursday to you on this 17th of March. And many of you know me as Mike Rogers. So this is Mike Rogers, and welcome to another Refuge Daily. That first part is a long story. Perhaps someday I'll tell you about it. But today is a celebration day for many throughout the world, particularly in Ireland and the United States. The 17th of March, annually celebrated as St. Patrick's Day. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that and just touch on a couple of things. Maybe historically, you probably have already heard, but maybe some of you haven't, and maybe this would be interest to just to remind you of why we even wear green on a day like today. And it seems like a whole lot of people become Irish on this day, huh? So in any case, I'll try and lose the accent since I'm from the South here in Southern California, but I will, I'll read to you a little bit from Got Questions, and it gives me some good insight on St. Patrick's Day and what it's about. So who was St. Patrick, and you know, why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Well, Patrick, whom almost everyone calls St. Patrick, although he was never canonized by the Catholic Church, was born to a wealthy family in AD 387 in Kilpatrick. That was quite some time ago, eh? Kilpatrick, Scotland. His real name was Maewyn Suckett, S-U-C-C-A-T. Probably butchered that in the pronunciation. It was his extensive missionary work in Ireland, for which Patrick is most famous. During the 30 years of work there, he supposedly converted over 135,000 people. Wow, that's an achievement. Established 300 churches, wow, and consecrated 350 bishops. I'm not sure how they came up to those numbers, but that anywhere close to that would be just quite a phenomenal achievement. But Patrick died on March 17th in 461, and for over 1,000 years or a millennium, the Irish have celebrated St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. History records that St. Patrick, at the age of 16, was captured by Irish raiders, and he spent several years as a slave in Ireland. It was during this time that he learned the various rituals, customs, and language of the Druids. And it was these people that eventually he evangelized. And Patrick apparently had a dream in which God spoke to him, saying, "Your ship is ready." And Patrick was then able to escape Ireland by a ship. Shortly thereafter, he experienced another dream in which he received a letter that was labeled "The Voice of the Irish." When he opened it, he heard the voices of all those he had met in Ireland, begging him to come back. St. Patrick then returned to Ireland to tell people about Christ. What a great thing for that to happen, huh? Though the task was difficult and dangerous, he persisted and was able to build a strong foundation for Christianity. The Irish people were receptive to his teachings, especially in light of the fact that they were able to take several of their Celtic symbols and Christianize them, basically taking a symbol and making it into something that they could identify as Christian. The most well-known of Patrick's illustrations is the shamrock. And I think you'll know where I'm going to be going with that one. That shamrock is a certain type of clover, and it was sacred to the Druids, which he used as a symbol of the Trinity, the three in one, the Godhead, right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each year, millions of people celebrate St. Patrick's Day is a national holiday in Ireland, when people do not actually they get off of work and they will worship and gather as a family together. In the United States, the first St. Patrick Day parade was held in New York on March 17th, 1762, quite some time ago, eh? It's considered largely, it consisted at that time largely of Irish soldiers. Today, St. Patrick's Day is celebrated by wearing green, which is what I'm doing today, which symbolizes, actually it symbolizes the springtime as well as the Irish culture. And so what started out as a religious holiday has become a secular celebration, as we know, as all things are Irish, right? And like I said, there's a lot of people who all of a sudden will become Irish on this day. Neither St. Patrick nor St. Patrick's Day is mentioned in Scripture, of course. While we would strongly disagree, perhaps, or you may strongly disagree with some of the aspects of his theology that he taught, the fact is that around 1600 years ago, a man dedicated his life to proclaiming the gospel. 1600 years ago, he dedicated his life to proclaiming the gospel. So that's pretty special. And the result was that tens of thousands of people coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And that's certainly worth celebrating. You know, so when you're wondering if you should celebrate or why celebrate, I hope that helps you a little bit. I'm sure that with all those people that he had evangelized, was able to share the gospel, what a blessing that is, that there's many people in heaven as a result of the labor that he put forth that God had called him to do. We read about the parable of the lost sheep, talking about celebration. Tax collector, this we can find this in Luke, verse 1, where it says, "The tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of the religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them." So Jesus told them the story. He says, "If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep.' In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over the one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away." And I think of the different ways that I used to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and I think about what it means to me today. And certainly today it has a much different meaning, and it's something that I can rejoice in. And particularly after reading this, I'm grateful that there was a man that had dedicated, as many men and women have done since then and prior to that, dedicated their lives to sharing the good news about Jesus Christ, to sharing that gospel, so that lives could be changed for eternity. And that is something to celebrate, I think. We celebrate it at Refuge all the time. We celebrate people's lives being changed. Just imagine, as the Bible talks about the celebration of that lost sheep, and then it goes on and talks about, as well, when the woman had lost, it says in verse 8, "Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep in the entire house searching for it carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call her friends and neighbors and say, 'Rejoice with me because I have found my lost coin.'" Well, the Bible says here in verse 10, "In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents." And I think that's just wonderful, that there are angels that are just rejoicing. And God is certainly rejoicing when that one sinner repents. So anyway, that's something that hopefully will encourage you today on this St. Paddy's Day. And I'm thankful that I was one of those lost sheep that God didn't give up on. And I bet you're thankful too. Well, have a blessed day. And Dia Duit is a greeting in Irish, and it means May God be with you. Dia Duit. God bless you.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life